We continue now the conversation around missing children. Bianca van Aswegen will hopefully be able to give us as much and even more, I think, insight than Sergeant Naidu was able to give us on protecting our children in this particular environment of heightened kidnappings, albeit that in this particular case in Gordon's Bay, this was an accidental one. National Coordinator of Missing Children South Africa, Bianca van Aswegen, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you very much for joining us. I imagine you are aware of the unwitting abduction of a child during a hijacking in Gordon's Bay last week. What do your statistics say regarding the increase, if any, in child kidnapping, because it feels anecdotally as if it is increasing? Good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe. Yes, we are aware of that incident that happened. We're just very lucky that she has, or the child has been found safe and reunited with their family. Unfortunately, statistics is unavailable. SAPS have not released anything of late, but we do see an increase yearly of children going missing to our organization, and especially kidnappings and also that of human trafficking. So statistics only gives us a general indication of what is happening in our country, but the severity really behind it is much worse than we actually think, because there's a lot of people that are unable to open cases, for instance, in rural areas, illegal immigrants in our country that are too scared to go and report their children as missing. So we don't really work on stats as such, but it just gives us a general indication. But yes, kidnappings are on the rise, and so is human trafficking.
Surely the reporting of a missing child is a data point to track, no?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so that's on the rise.
Yes.
And what are the motivations that you're seeing in these cases behind the kidnappings? Is it ransom? I mean, we were all aghast at what happened to the Moti brothers, but it seems as though things like using them as leverage for ransom happens quite a bit. But we also know the horrific stories of children being found, unfortunately killed after a long time missing. What is the predominant motive at this time?
Yes, we deal with different types of kidnappings. So we've got our opportunistic kidnappings that is kidnappings that happen for reasons unknown, where it's more a personal motivation behind it, especially where these children are found that are unfortunately killed, raped and murdered. Then we've got our parental abductions that happen. We've got ransom kidnappings, as you mentioned just now. Then we've also got our traditional medicine kidnappings that happen. And then we've got our human trafficking.
Which is the predominant one, Bianca?
Yes, human trafficking has definitely escalated in our country since, especially during COVID. It's because of the fact that people have become very desperate. A lot of people have lost their jobs. People have started working from home. They're online. Children have been online more on social media. And those are the platforms that these syndicates are actually using now to groom children and to lure people into these trafficking rings. And unfortunately, South Africa has been declared as a human trafficking hub by the U.S. Department of State. So that means also that we've got people that are trafficked from our country, from South Africa to different countries. We've got people that are brought in from other countries to South Africa. And then we've got our own people in South Africa that are used for different reasons in these syndicates, in these trafficking rings. So we have to keep in mind that human trafficking is used for sexual exploitation, forced labor, illegal adoptions, drug trade. So there's different reasons why a person or a child and anybody is vulnerable to this can be used for human trafficking purposes.
So it's not just about keeping our eyes on them, but it's also about protecting, you know, firewalls on our digital devices. For example, a child could easily be groomed in gaming rooms, I imagine. You know, what are your tips for protecting children from human trafficking in general?
Yes, definitely. Gaming rooms, social media. So, I mean, there's a lot of children that are on social media, for instance. So parents need to be more vigilant of what they are busy with. There's false profiles that are created by these syndicates to lure and groom these children over a period of time. For instance, also when it comes to adults, when it's a false job advertisement on social media, make sure that that company that you are applying for is a registered company. where you're actually going for to the interview. Let someone know when you're leaving, how long you're going to be, where you are meeting for the meeting, when you should be back home, you know, all that. And as you mentioned, the firewalls that we need to put up on our computers and for the gaming, for children that are in gaming rooms. It's all these small little things that really make a big difference.
Bianca, I know we're focusing on children, but as you said, this could happen to any one of us. Earlier on in this year, we actually spoke to a lady, to the point that you were making about desperation, who was lured for a job interview, and for one reason or another was told to meet at a mall, went to the mall, and then the text said, you know, come around the corner and we're going to get in this car and then we're going to go to the interview location. Listening to the story now, it's obvious that you shouldn't do that, but I'm not on the edge desperate for a job. Do you know what I mean? So the perception is very different for me. What are some of the tips, you know, for those kinds of physical encounters? Other ones, for example, that I'm seeing a lot of, and I imagine it happens to children as much as I'm seeing it happen to women in Johannesburg, is shopping mall parking lots are becoming a target for elderly women, for sort of young women for sexual exploitation, I think, young sort of, and for children as well. How do we keep vigilant in that regard? If you're the only person paying for a ticket, somebody seems as though they're walking past, you know, quite unawares, and then suddenly snatches you.
Yes, unfortunately, that does happen, and it's quite scary because you do not. We don't think it will ever happen to us. So you just go about your day and think nothing will actually happen to you. But we have to be more vigilant about our surroundings. If you see that you're alone in a parking area, rather wait to see if there's other people that walk out with you out of the shopping mall. Make sure there's a security guard in the vicinity. You know, make sure before you get into your car that you know, there's no one around. Make sure that as soon as you get into your car, you lock your doors, for instance. So I know it's very difficult. It's a very fine line to draw because we just go about our day. We just want to finish up what we're doing. But in doing so, you know, things can change within seconds. And especially with our children, we need to really start being more vigilant about what are they doing, who they are friends with, you know, where they are going. We call it the buddy system, especially with our teenagers going to the malls, going to the movies. They always need to stay in a group of friends, especially also not going to the bathroom in a public area alone. Always make sure that you go in a group of friends because that's also an easy target for a child to be taken is in the public bathroom.
You're giving me chilling memories of that dross rape. Actually, with that warning, where the child had just gone to the bathroom in a restaurant.
Yes.
So, I mean, sorry, Bianca, I'm pausing because I'm thinking about the kids that I love, and I'm thinking about how I can't wrap them in bubble wrap and lock them in a quiet, padded room with just enough soft music that will encourage them to study, which I would do for a decade if that would keep them safe.
We wish we could do that, unfortunately, but that's not, you know, that's not life. We need to keep them safe, but we need to also expose them, you know, and have them, give them their bit of freedom, but we need to teach them how to keep themselves safe. That is the important thing.
Bianca, okay, let's close this out with some solutions so we can leave on a positive or at least an empowered note. My child is kidnapped from anywhere, a mall, or is taken by even a family member, let's just say. What are the first things I need to do? The first three things I do, and I'm not sure if it's necessarily calling the cops, but what are the first three things I need to do and be cognizant of in that moment?
Okay, the first thing that needs to be done is a missing persons case needs to be opened immediately with your nearest police station. And then you can contact us at Missing Children South Africa. We'll jump right in. That is what we are here for, and that is to assist. So action can be taken immediately. But we do need a case to be opened, so that needs to be the first thing to do. Please do not wait. There is no waiting period in opening a missing persons case. People still tend to believe they have to wait 24 hours.
Yes, it's a movie thing. It's a US thing.
Yes, they tend to believe that the child has just gone to a friend, slept over there. Oh, don't worry, they'll come back tomorrow. Please rather be safe than sorry. Open a missing persons case so action can be taken, and rather have the child know that the child has slept at a friend's house than something worse that has happened. Because the first 24 hours to 48 hours when a child or a person goes missing is crucial. After that 48 hours, the child or the person can be anywhere. So it's really important for people not to wait and to open the case immediately. I'm going to give our website. It's www.missingchildren.org.za. We've got some great safety tips there for children and for parents, and some holiday safety tips. We've also got an interim ID kit that you can download and keep for safekeeping. That's with all your child's information on that. Should you find yourself in an emergency situation, that is all the info that you need to open a missing persons case. You can report your child or person as missing on our website. And we do ask the public or any company or anyone that is willing to please assist our organization. All the means of donating to our organization is available on our website. We need the support of South Africa to keep on doing the work we do, because we are such a much needed organization with our children that are going missing in our country.
You certainly are. Bianca van Asvieren, thank you so much. National Coordinator of Missing Children South Africa. I'm really grateful we were able to end on that positive note.